Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 早晨.
Could you please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 3?
请打开希伯来书, 第三章.
The book of Hebrews in chapter 3, verse 5.
第五节.
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5.
希伯来书第三章第五节.
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later.
摩西为仆人，在神嘅全家诚言尽忠，为要证明将来必传说嘅事.
Then back to the book of Exodus.
然之后我嚟到呢个出埃及记.
Chapter 8.
第八章.
Exodus chapter 8, verse 1.
第一节.
Then the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我.
Chapter 20.
第二十章都是出埃及记.
Verse 2.
第二节.
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
第二节开始读，我是耶和华你嘅神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。除了我以外，你不可有别神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可作什么形象，仿佛天上地下和地底下水中嘅百物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你嘅神是忌邪的。
And then finally, back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
然后我们回到希伯来书的。Hebrews
chapter 11, verse 24.
希伯来书十一章，我们由24节开始读。Hebrews
chapter 11, verse 24. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
摩西因着信，长大了就不肯称为法老的儿子子。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他捍卫基督受嘅凌辱，比埃及嘅财宝更宝贵，因为他想望所要得嘅赏赐。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我哋祷告。
Lord, we are thankful to you for gathering us together in your presence this morning.
主，因着我哋喺你嘅面光底下嚟到聚集，我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for your presence in our midst.
为着主嘅同在，我哋感谢主。
And Lord, we bow before you.
我喺你面前有俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we pray that you would open your word to us so that you would build up in our hearts something of yourself.
愿主将你话向我哋嚟打开，以主喺我哋心里面，主能够建造。
Lord, help us to be listening to what you are saying.
叫我能够听见主所讲嘅话。
And again, Lord, we pray that you would hold down under your power, the power of the flesh.
主，我愿意主自己嘅大能嚟到禁止一切肉体嘅活动。
Not in the speaking, not in the translating, not in the listening, that there would be no authority for the flesh.
无论讲嘅、翻嘅、听嘅，肉体当中一律冇任何地位。
Thank you, Lord, we worship you.
我感谢主，我敬拜你。
In your precious name.
祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。阿门。
So, brothers and sisters, there is a village near Egypt that I have been very taken with recently.
最近咧，喺埃及附近一个村庄喺我心嘅里边啊。
It's a place called Goshen.
系歌山。
Goshen is an interesting place because it is pasture land.
歌山地是一个的草原地。
And sometimes we wonder, how does the Lord do His will in our lives?
有时我真的奇怪主如何在我生命当中的动工。
Well, many years ago,
多年之前
when Jacob came to see his son Joseph,
当这个雅各来看望他儿子约瑟。
Jacob, before he entered the land of Egypt,
雅各当他进入埃及地之前
he knew he wanted to see Joseph.
他知道他要见约瑟。
And he somehow in his heart knew that this was the Lord wanted him to do.
也都知道主是容许他这样做的。
He headed south.
但呢他他自己
towards Egypt.
他向南到埃及。
And he stopped at the southernmost tip.Of the promised land.
当他来到这个应许地最近的地方的时候，停在那里。
Even though he knew in his heart that this must be what the Lord is doing.
虽然他心里边晓得一定是神咁做。
He also knew that the Lord's intention was for his people to be in this promised land.
都知道主的心意是容让他的子民进入应许地。
So why would the Lord be leading his people out of the promised land?
但是为什么现在神要他的子民离开应许地呢？
So they stopped at this place called Beersheba.
所以呢他就在这个别士巴的地方停下。
And he didn't know what to do.
他不知道如何做。
So he set up an altar.
在那里就筑了一个坛。
And he worshipped the Lord.
在那里敬拜主。
And the Lord told him,
主就跟他说,
You will go out.
你要往,
but I will bring you back.
你是要出去, 但我要将你带回来。
A great nation.
成为大国。
And so he felt comfortable to take the next step out of the promised land.
因此他才能够愿意去离开这个应许地。
But the fear in his heart was, once we get to Egypt, how do we protect the people of God from intermarrying with the Egyptians?
但他里面有一个恐惧，当他进入这个异国的时候，如何能够阻止这些的神的子民与这外邦人的结婚姻呢？
Well, it's a very interesting way the Lord did it.
神所做的十分奇妙。
Goshen.
Now,
what was Goshen?
是什么地方呢?
Goshen was the place where the Egyptian pharaoh's shepherds took care of the sheep.
这个呢, 歌山地呢, 就是, 在那个地方是牧羊的。
No one in Egypt liked shepherds.
在这个, 埃及地呢, 他们是藐视这些牧羊的人。
They were despised.
他们是藐视牧羊的。
So it's very interesting that when Joseph arrived, I'm sorry, when Jacob arrived,
所以很奇妙的当雅各来到的时候
by some inspiration and leading from the Lord,
因着神的这个带领
Jacob and his people were made shepherds.
雅各和这些的子民还是做牧羊的。
And they were put in Goshen.
就是被安放在歌山地。
And it's funny because the world did not like shepherds.
很奇妙的世界
And so for this reason, generation after generation, there was a protection on the people of God in Goshen.
所以呢一代过一代神的手就在那里来到保护他的子民在歌山地这个地方。
And the years passed.
年代过去了。
Joseph died.
约瑟过了去了。
Pharaoh died.
法老过了去了。
New pharaohs came up.
新的法老来兴起。
And the people of God continued to prosper.
神的子民一直在那里来兴旺。
And one year, Pharaoh noticed that the people of Israel, the people of God are tremendous.
突然间这个新的法老发现，哎呀，这以色列人越来越多。
If someone comes to fight war with us,
如果有人要来同我们争战的话，
and the people of God side with our enemies,
如果这些神的子民
与敌人来
联合的时候，
we are going to be fighting from without, and we are going to be fighting from within.
我们内外受敌。
And so this Pharaoh made a decree.
因此法老下一个命令。
He wanted all the midwives, if a Hebrew woman were to deliver a child, if it were a boy, to kill the boy.
他就命令接生婆，如果是这个希伯来人生孩子的话，如果是男孩就将他两灭绝。
The midwives wouldn't do it.
但是呢，希伯来的接生婆呢，不愿意做。
Pharaoh wasn't going to be undone.
但是法老不会就此罢休。
He said then every boy.Throw them in the water to drown them.
他又将所有的这些婴孩男的抌落这个河里边，就将他浸死。
And it was in this world where a little boy was born.
就是在一个咁嘅环境底下，一个孩子喺度要出生。
By faith,
因着信
，his mother was not afraid of the decree of the Pharaoh.
摩西嘅妈妈唔害怕 法老所落嘅命令。
And when her son was born, she put him in a basket covered with waterproof pitch and tar.
当孩子出生嘅时候咧，将佢摆喺一个嘅篮嘅里边，用呢个石漆嚟到防水。
And put him in the water.
将佢嚟到摆喺河嘅里面。
And he came to the daughter of Pharaoh.
卒之咧，被呢个法老嘅女儿嚟到收养。
And she named him Moses.
为佢改名嚟到成为摩西。
And 120 years later.
120年之后
，Moses stood on Mount Nebo.
这个摩西在尼波山上边。
And he looked over the promised land again.
在那里你要看那个的应许地。
And the Bible tells us his eyes were clear.
圣经告诉我们听他的眼睛明亮。
His strength was unabated.
他的力量还如从前一样。
And he died on the mountain.
他在这个尼波山上边过世。
And when he died,
当他死的时候
the Lord gave him an obituary.
主来埋葬佢。
He said,
主来要俾佢一个附文嚟咁讲。
In Joshua chapter 1,
喺呢个约书亚记嘅第一章
，He said, Moses, my servant, is dead.
佢话摩西，我仆人死了。
That was the entirety of his obituary.
呢个咧就系神俾摩西嘅附文。
Very short,
好短嘅。
I imagine if I had died one day.
我哋都想象如果一日我嚟到过世
，and my wife gave an obituary。
我太太俾咩附文我咧
？David, my husband is dead。
大卫，我嘅丈夫死了。
And that was the end. She walked off。
然之后佢就行开啦。
But brothers and sisters, what the Lord said about Moses is extremely precious。
但系神嚟到对摩西所留低嘅言语系十分嘅宝贵嘅。
Because through the generations and ages, there are very few people that the Lord could call my servant.
因为喺历世历代以来，甚少嘅人神能够叫佢为我嘅仆人。
He said it about Job.
佢同约伯系咁讲。
Abraham.
阿伯拉罕系咁讲。
David.
大卫。
Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯。
Not many people.
唔系好多嘅人。
And of course he said it about Moses.
当然他是指着摩西来讲。
Moses, my servant, is dead.
我的仆人摩西死了。
Now, brothers and sisters, what is so special about being a servant?
弟兄姊妹作为这个仆人有什么特点呢?
What it means to be a servant basically means that the Lord was able to say to him,
作为仆人就是说主人能够向他讲话。
This is what I want you to do.
我是要你做这件事。
And he would do it.
他就去做。
Now it's very simple.
很简单的。
But brothers and sisters, it's surprisingly rare.
但是呢很奇怪很少的。
How many times has the Lord called out to us?
主曾经向我们呼召过几多次。
This is what I want for you to do.
这个就是我想你去做的。
And it may be difficult.
或者是困难。
And it may be painful.
或者是受苦的。
But brothers and sisters, how many can say I am the servant of the Lord?
但有几多人能够回应主话我是你的仆人。
And Lord, whatever you ask of me,
无论你向我如何吩咐
I will do.
我都会去做。
So brothers and sisters, today,
所以弟兄姊妹今日
in these days,
在今日的时代
and in our midst,
在我们当中
the Lord needs servants.
主需要寻找仆人。
He needs those whom he can say, this is my servant.
他需要找寻到这班人主能够同佢讲，呢班系我仆人。
When I give him an instruction，
当我如何指示佢嘅时候
，When I give her an instruction，
当我俾佢一个指示嘅时候
，She will do it，
佢就会做啦。
And she will do it according to what I have in my heart，
佢拉照着我心意嚟去做。
So brothers and sisters, this is so important to the Lord。
所以弟兄姊妹，这个对主系十分紧要嘅。
When we think of Moses from cartoons，
当我如果从这个卡通里面看摩西这个人
We think of three stories.
我们想起三个的故事
We remember him holding up his arms and having the Red Sea part.
我记得他将他的手举起掌来红海就分开
To serve the people as they went through.
当这些人来到过红海的时候他在那里服侍他们
We remember when he stood in front of Pharaoh.
我也记得他站在法老的面前
And he said to Pharaoh, let my people go.
向法老讲用我的百姓去。
Why?
点解
?That they may serve me.
因为叫他们能够服侍我。
And so, what we see is Moses' life.
我哋睇喺摩西嘅生命当中
，was a life of service。
阿拉系一生下都系服侍神嘅。
But perhaps the part of Moses' life that was most representative of this
喺摩西一生嘅里面啊，最特别嘅。
When Moses delivered the commandments，
啊就系啊摩西嚟到传神嘅诫命。
There was one commandment。
嗰度有一个诫命系咁样。
That we should read again。
我哋应当嚟到再一次去读。
You shall not worship or serve other gods。For I am a jealous God.
你们不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的。
Now, when we read this commandment, we often remember, "You shall not worship other gods, for I am a jealous God."
当我读这段的时候，很多时候我记得你不可以跪拜那些神，因为我是忌邪的。
But the Lord is very clear in what He said.
但主这里很清楚。
He said also, you shall not only worship other gods, but you shall not serve other gods.
说不单止你不可跪拜那些神，并且你不可以侍奉那些神。
For I am a jealous God.
因为我是忌邪的神。
So brothers and sisters, what we're seeing is that the Lord is not only jealous for our worship.
因此我看见原来呢主这个忌邪呢不单止是在敬拜那一方面。
The Lord is jealous for our service.
并且这个忌邪的神呢也都在侍奉的那一方面。
In his heart, he wants us to serve him.
在他的心思里面愿意我们来侍奉。
And when the message was declared to Pharaoh, it was so my people can be free so that they may serve me.
所以当他向这个法老王宣告的时候呢就是你要用我的百姓去好叫他能够侍奉我。
So we see that service comes from the heart of the Lord.
所以你看见侍奉那是源自于主的心。
We were made to worship him.
我们被创造啦，为着要敬拜他。
But we were also made to serve him.
亦都系被创造嚟到服侍他。
And we have to ask the question.
我哋需要问我哋一个问题。
Who competes for our attention in serving?
有边啲人嚟到争夺我哋嚟到服侍主嘅时刻呢
？To start with, brothers and sisters, we have to say that we all serve someone.
其实呢我们都服侍某些人。
And the main competition to the Lord, of course.
当然要从主里面争夺这些服侍呢是有的。
There's a phrase in the English language.
在英文里面是这么说。
It's called self-serving.
就是自己服侍自己。
It basically means that we serve ourselves.
就是说我们服侍自己。
And even in our hearts, when I say that word self-serving, there's something in us that thinks that's just not right.
但是呢在我们就算讲自己服侍自己，好似有啲唔对。
Because even in our hearts, we know that we were made to serve something greater.
因为咧，我哋觉得我应当系服侍一啲比我哋高嘅。
And we remember when Satan was tempting our Lord.
当我哋记得当撒旦嚟到试探主嘅时候。
If the Lord had worshipped or served Satan.
如果主系敬拜或者服侍撒旦嘅话。
Of course, it would have been a huge victory for him.
当然对撒旦嚟讲系极大嘅胜利。
But if the Lord had worshipped or served anyone other than the Father,
但是如果当主来到服侍或敬拜在父以外的任何的事物
even if he had served himself,
甚至乎主是服侍他自己
it would have been a victory for the enemy.
这个也都对于仇敌来说是一个胜利
And brothers and sisters, if that had happened, we would have been doomed.
如果真是这样发生的话我们都灭亡了
You haven't eaten for so long.
你喺度咁长久。
What could possibly be wrong about changing a rock into a bread?
你服侍咁耐，你点解冇嗰个能力能够将石头变做食物呢
？Just serve yourself for once.
为你自己，你服侍你自己一次。
But I am a jealous God.
但系我系忌邪嘅神。
Jealous for your service.
因着你嘅侍奉，我系忌邪嘅。
And our Lord never failed.
但我的主从冇失败。
So that on that day when he was crucified for us,
所以喺嗰日当佢为我钉十架嘅时候
，he was found worthy,
佢系配嘅
，perfect,
完全嘅。
His heart of service was pure,
佢服侍嘅心系清洁嘅。
So we see it is so near to the Lord's heart that he would have a people who long to serve him.
所以我睇见喺主嘅心嘅里面。佢係十分渴望有一班嚟服侍佢嘅人。
We mentioned those earlier that were called by that wonderful title, "My Servant."
我係睇見頭先講到一班人 被主稱為仆人的。
But we can't forget the greatest.
啊，但我哋唔能夠忘記最大嗰一位。
Mark chapter 10.
喺啊馬可福音第十章。
Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
啊，人子來啊，不是要服侍人，那係要啊，不是要受人服侍，那是要服侍人。并且要舍命作多人的赎价。
So what we see that service is in the heart of the Lord.
所以我睇见咧，侍奉咧，原来喺神嘅心嘅里边。
And today,
啊今日
，many brothers and sisters,
啊甚多弟兄姊妹
，few servants,
啊冇嚟到服侍。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is looking for servants.
弟兄姊妹，啊主喺嗰度去寻找仆人。
So, what is it to serve?
哦，咁究竟点样样系服侍咧？
Well, perhaps this morning the Lord will put before us some examples from Moses' life as to how he became my servant.
或者早晨我们要交通用着这个摩西的这个例子看他如何成为一个仆人。
And I should say, I know that there are a number of young people who are starting their senior year this year.
也都有一些年轻人在中学里面最后一年了。
Eugene?
Eugene 在这里吗？
Serena?
Serena?
Enoch, Kai, is that right? Is there anyone else? Sometimes at this stage of our life, right, any stage of our life, we wonder, well, what is the purpose of my life?
人生啊，到呢个阶段咧，有时我会啊问自己啊，究竟喺我生命里边有啲咩嘅目标咧？
And actually, many of us ask this question and should ask this question.
我应当系问呢个问题嘅。
The purpose of our life is to serve our Lord.
我哋人生嘅目标就系服侍主。
It will give us full satisfaction.
呢个会俾我哋有极大嘅满足。
So let's look at the first story about Moses.
我哋睇摩西第一个嘅故事。
In Exodus chapter 1.
出埃及记嘅第一章。
Now this is a very precious lesson that we learn in his life.
喺佢生命嘅里边，呢个十分宝贵。我哋喺佢呢度嚟学习嘅。
Moses had grown up in the lap of luxury.
呢个摩西咧。是在这个一个豪华境况里面来生长的。
You know, if you watch the cartoon version,
如果你看这个卡通片呢
you would think that Moses was rode a chariot,
你看见摩西呢是
lived in palaces,
坐在战居的上边住在王宫。
And these are likely true of him.
这个是十分对的。
He lived a life of privilege.But at some point in his life, something happened to him. Something started to form in his heart that I am actually not Egyptian. Something began to form that I am a Hebrew. And one day,He saw an Egyptian guard mistreating a Hebrew slave.
有一天睇见呢个埃及人虾呢个希伯来嘅奴仆。
And so he looked to the left.
佢左右嚟观看。
He looked to the right.
左右观看。
And when he saw that no one was there,
睇见冇人啦。
He struck him down.
就将呢个埃及人又打死。
Now something had happened to him.
喺佢里边发生咗啲。
He thought no one saw what had happened.
佢以为冇人睇见。
But the Lord saw what had happened.
但主睇见。
And see, what had happened for him is something that happens to all of us as we are growing up.
当我们生长的时候一样我以为没人知道但是有知道。
When we are first saved,
当我们得救的时候
our life with the world is entirely intertwined.
我们的生命和这个世界互相结合的。
Even if we pretend to be separate,
就算我们假地说是分开了
our heart and the things of our heart are still completely intertwined in the world.
我们的心与世界是紧紧的结合。
But the Lord does a marvelous thing.
但主做奇妙的事。
He begins a little separation when we're saved.
当我们得救的时候主叫我们分开了一点点。
And then over a period of time, that separation begins to widen.
当时间越过的时候这个分开就越来越大。
Now we can still flip back and forth sometimes.
我们会有时候翻回去的。
From the world to the Lord.
去入回世界到又回到主那里。
But as time passes, it begins harder and harder for us to do this.
但当时间过去的时候呢我们越难要回到世界。
When Moses ran away after killing the Egyptian.
当这个摩西杀了埃及人之后他逃跑。
And he got to Midian. The Midian daughters were there. And Moses helped them. And when they went back, they said there was an Egyptian who helped us. You see, on the outside, he still looked like an Egyptian. He dressed like an Egyptian. His haircut or wig was like an Egyptian. His behavior was like an Egyptian. But something was happening in his heart that the Lord was doing. Even on the outside, you couldn't tell. But on the inside, this separation was growing wider and wider. Until one day, he made a choice. Now, that choice is easier made when no one's watching. If his brothers in Pharaoh's house were around, he probably wouldn't have done anything. But he looked to the left, he looked to the right, and he made a decision. Now the great thing for us, and I think this usually happens as maybe if we've grown up in a Christian family, sometime around when we're going to college or during college, is at some point we start to come to the point where we have to make this decision. Do I serve the world? And do I serve myself? Or do I serve the Lord? And this is entirely the Lord's work in us. We don't even realize that this delta is getting wider and wider. And sometimes we think we can't make this choice. But then one day the Lord forces our hand. He puts us in a situation where by faith we just have to at that moment make a choice. And I thank the Lord for that. Because that moment helps us to realize that, yes, in fact, I don't belong in the world. That my life is with Him. After Moses made this decision, he didn't really know what he had done. But then he had been seen. And so the Lord again sort of forced his hand. But only because he knew what he was doing. Moses still looked like an Egyptian on the outside. He acted like an Egyptian. But in his heart there was something different. I am a Hebrew. And so the great thing for us, brothers and sisters, which is quite merciful on the Lord's part, is even after we make this decision, we may still be wandering in the world a little bit. We care how we look in the world's eyes. But in our hearts, do we know that we are Hebrews? And that our home and those whom we serve are no longer in Egypt? But this was the beginning of Moses' life. It was for him a first step in knowing what it was to be a servant. Because we can all serve ourselves. But by the Lord's grace, He brings us to the point where we make this decision. So Moses ran. He ran and ran until he got to Midian. And there he met his wife and his father-in-law. And I think he became content. For 40 years, he was a shepherd. He was in the son-in-law of the local nobleman. And he was a man with servants and wealth. But Moses continued to sense in his heart that there was something more. How do we know? Well, he named his son Gershom.
他叫他儿子叫做甲信。
I am a sojourner.
意思就是在我外邦做了寄居的。
This isn't my home.
这个不是我的家。
And so we know that somehow in his heart there is still something going on.
所以我知道在他心里面还有一些思想。
And we praise the Lord that he knew as well. The Lord did.
并且主也都知道。
And so one day Moses, we know this story, we're so familiar. One day he was tending his sheep and he was on the western side of the wilderness.
我们很熟悉的故事。 有一天他来到牧羊,在这个西边的地方,
at a place called Horeb.
在这个在何烈山上面,
and I think it was really hot there.
在那里十分的热,
so maybe there it was so hot that every so often a bush will just explode in flames.
因为十分热的缘故呢, 有时这些荆棘呢,
maybe that wasn't so uncommon, but you would see the bush burn up.
这些不是说很少发生的,你看见这些荆棘来到自己燃烧。
But Moses' day, he saw a bush on fire.
但是今次,摩西看见这个荆棘来到燃烧。
But he saw that the bush was still alive.
但是他看见这个荆棘就没被烧毁。
And so he thought, I have to go look at this.
我看见这个异象。
And so when he approached it, when he approached,
但是当他来到这个,
the Lord spoke to him from the fire. And the Lord instructed him, remove your sandals. For the place upon which you are standing is holy. What was the Lord doing to him? The Lord was about to give him the call. But before he gave him the call, he had to remind him and us of one extremely important fact. When we serve, we may serve our brothers and sisters with different things. Our families with different things. But in the end,
但是最后,
we serve only one.
我们是服侍,
we serve our Lord.
我们是服侍主,
and the Lord was reaching out to him to remind him that they're going to be, I'm going to send you into some wild places coming up.
神跟他说,我要来到差遣你到一个危险的地方。
But at the beginning of his journey, he wanted his servant to see that in the end, you are serving me. And when we see that we only serve him, it makes us very versatile in how we can serve. How are we supposed to serve someone that we don't like? Do we need to, through our strength of will, think about that person in some warm, fuzzy costume, like a teddy bear, so we can serve them? Or how do we serve a coworker whom we have nothing in common with?
我怎样来服侍我一个同事,而我和他中间没有共通点的呢?
Or how do we serve a colleague who is gay?
或者我一个同性恋的同事,我怎样来服侍他呢?
Make no mistake, brothers and sisters, we are called to be servants.
弟兄姐妹,不要搞错,我们是呼召入这个服侍当中。
But when someone is very different than us,
但有一个人和我们完全不同的,
it is hard for us to serve them.
我们怎样来服侍他呢?
But brothers and sisters, the saving grace for us is the Lord wants us to see that as we begin our lives as servants, we have to see that behind all of this, we are serving one.
但请求恩典,让我们晓得,当我们进入这个侍奉的里面的时候,主要让我们看见,我们最终侍奉的那位只是一位。
And the miraculous thing is as we serve Him,
奇妙的就是我们来侍奉主,
He will give us a love for others that is not of ourselves.
祂就会 将神的爱放在我们的心里面,
such that our service is not dependent on our own ability to love other people.
叫我们的服侍不是因着我们有爱使所有人能够服侍。
We serve one.
我们来服侍那一位。
And then,
然后呢?
He told Moses, you have to take your sandals off.
然后告诉摩西听,将你的鞋脱下。
Now, our shoes symbolize our ability to be able to stand in the world.
我们的鞋是, 作为一个象征,能够站在世界上来站立。
The Roman army was said to have conquered all over the world because they had the best shoes.
罗马军队之所以能够征服全世界,全世界因为他们的鞋是最好的。
And on Mount Horeb,
在何烈山上,
if you don't have shoes,
如果你没有鞋的话,
the ground is hot.
地是非常炽热。
Our shoes are our ability to stand in the world.
这个鞋是叫我们能够在世界上站立。
But the Lord told them, you have to remove your shoes.
但主告诉我们,
before I send you out to serve,
当我叫你出去服侍的时候,
I need for you to remember that you must remove your shoes when you serve.
你必须记住,
what the Lord was telling us
主来告诉我们,
is that we may have strength to stand in the world.
我们可能以为自己有能力,
but in our service,
但在服侍当中,
we have to remove those things.
我们必须要将这些鞋履,
because none of our own good is holy.
因为我们自己任何好处,
and no matter what our skills,
都没有一样是圣洁的, 并且无论我们有任何的技巧都好,
when we stand in His presence,
当我们站在主的面前,
on holy ground,
站在圣地的当中,
none of this is qualified to stand in His presence.
没有一样能够在主面前能够站立住的。
We think through the Bible, I could only think of three times the Lord instructed us to remove our shoes.
在圣经里面, 我只有记得三次, 神有叫我们将鞋履脱去。
We remember this time.
是这个一次。
We remember outside of Jericho.
我们看到在耶利哥城外,
when Joshua was about to fight the battle.
当约书亚要来打一场真战的时候,
it was the same thing.
同样的,
the man with the sword was saying, this battle is mine.
那个拿着利剑那位说, 这场战真是我的。
I am the captain of the army of the Lord of hosts.
我是作耶和华军队的元帅。
Remove your shoes.
将你鞋履脱下。
The battle is mine.
这个是我的真, 我的战争,
it will be by my power.
是藉着我的能力。
And Joshua needed to see he was a servant of that.
约书亚需要看见他只不过是一个仆人。
And then the third,
第三次,
when the Lord went down on bended knee,
当主要跪下的时候,
His disciples were to remove their shoes.
他们门徒将鞋履脱去,
He washed their feet.
主要来到为门徒来洗脚,
you must serve one another.
你必须如此的彼此来服侍。
What we see, brothers and sisters,
当我看弟兄姊妹,
is that in our service, we have to serve with our shoes off.
我们来服侍的时候, 必须脱去鞋。
What happens if we don't do that is we have a danger of Martha.
如果不是的话,
we love to serve.
我们很愿意服侍,
in our own strength.
用我们的能力服侍,
and what ends up happening is we begin to measure whose service is the best.
然后我们就在那里计较,
we begin to count.
我们在那里计算,
you served me this many times and I've served you this many times.
你服侍了我这么多次, 我服侍了你多少次?
Or we begin to blame.
我们在那里怪责弟兄姊妹,
this is not how to serve.
这个不是服侍,
but unfortunately, so often, this is our heart when we go in.
但是很不幸的, 我的心思却是如此,
we serve with our shoes on.
因为我们服侍的时候,
and then we start to cause damage and harm in the house of God.
然后在神的家里面,
so the Lord was emphasizing to Moses that you serve one.
And so, 主向摩西来到强调,你是单单服侍一位,
and you serve with, we serve with our shoes off.
我们服侍的时候,拉着脱去鞋,
so may it be, brothers and sisters, when we see our fellow members of the house of God,
弟兄姊妹,当我们看见弟兄姊妹的时候,
that we would learn how to look at one another as higher than ourselves,
我们必须要看见别人是强过我们的,
and by the Lord's grace and in His holy ground, we can remove our shoes to serve.
在主的恩典底下,站在圣地,我们能够将我们的鞋履脱去。
The third story.
第三个故事,
so this is chapter 4 now.
I'm sorry,
the second half of chapter 3.
就是第三章的下半章。
So we have to give some context.
我们或者看一下一些内容。
The Lord started telling Moses.
主向这个摩西这么说,
this is Exodus chapter 3, verse 7.
第七节,
He said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters, for I am aware of their sufferings. So I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and spacious land.
第七節，耶和華說：我百姓從埃及所受的困苦，我實在看見了。他們因受督工的核制所發的哀聲，我也聽見了。我原知道他們的痛苦，我下來是要救他們脫離埃及人的手，領他們出了那地，到美好寬闊流奶與蜜之地。So
I think at this point Moses was saying, "Yes, Lord." You say it.
所以喺呢點，摩西話，
and you'll do it.
你既然講咗嚟，
yes, Lord.
作成。
Then verse 10 came.
然之後嚟到第十節。
Therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said, No, Lord.
摩西說,
Who am I?
我是誰?
Why should I go?
為什麼要我去呢?
And he started to say how he couldn't do it.
然後就跟神說,
you see, he wanted the Lord to move.
想神作行動,
but he himself didn't want to do it.
但他卻不想自己做,
and so I think in his heart, if he were to go,
但在我的心裡面,如果他真的去的話,
he wanted the Lord to show him that he was going to go with him.
他要神告訴他聽,
he asked all these questions. What if they don't believe me?
如果他不信我呢?
Or listen to what I say.
他不聽我說的話呢?
What if they accuse me and say, the Lord actually hasn't appeared to you?
或者他說神從來沒有向你顯現過呢?
And so the Lord decided to prove himself to Moses.
所以神就將他自己來向摩西人證。
And so he asked him in chapter 4,
所以在第四章裡面,
what is that in your hand?
你手裡所拿的是什麼?
And so Moses looked and he said, oh, it's a staff.
他說一支杖。
Now Moses' skill was as a shepherd.
這個摩西他是作牧羊人為生的。
So perhaps at this moment Moses looked at the staff and, you know, this is my strength.
他看見這個杖就是他的能力。
This is my skill.
這個是我手中的巧妙。
I have been doing it for 40 years. I might even say this is a gift.
我做了這個40年,真是恩賜啊。
The Lord was going to prove to him that it was going to be done.
但神卻告訴他,
so the Lord said, throw it down.
神說,
and we know the story. He threw it down and it became a serpent.
我們知道當他扔到地上的時候,
and Moses ran away from it.
摩西快點跑了,
then the Lord said to take his hand.
然後主說,
now Moses was a man who worked with his hands.
摩西是用手做工的,
whether it be tending to sheep, feeding sheep,
無論是帶羊或者餵羊,
getting water,
或者拿水呢?
Holding his staff.
都是拿著一張的,
and he had him put it into his garment.
並且放在他的衣服裡面,
and he removed it.
然後他拿回來,
and it was covered with leprosy.
當手拿出來的時候呢, 這個手變成了大麻風。
How do these things prove to other people that I am going to be able to do what you've told me to do?
這些事情怎樣能夠向別人證明神要他所做的就要他做呢?
But I think the Lord was continuing to emphasize the same message that he had said earlier.
但神在那裡重複又重複一遍他以前所跟他講的一個訊息。
Your skills,
你自己的技巧,
and your gifts,
你的天然的技能,
they are not what I need.
我是不需要的。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is a very interesting thing for us.
弟兄姊妹,
we, in our service,
在我们服侍的当中,
oftentimes we think that the gift is the most important. And you know, there are many groups of believers who have gathered together because the leading brothers have gifts.
很多的弟兄姊妹聚在一起是因着带领的。
But then through the years, the Lord takes these precious brothers away.
但在这年间,神将有恩赐的弟兄来拿走。
And then, there's nothing left.
然后呢,就好像没有任何什么东西能够留下来。
You know, brothers and sisters, the Lord has blessed our circles with many, many gifts.
神在我们圈子当中,用很多的恩赐来祝福我们。
And by His grace, through the years, there have been many brothers who have interceded for us.
在这些年间,很多的弟兄们为我们来代祷。Protected
us.
来保护我们。
Sometimes we wondered, well, we should be going in this direction. Why are you keeping us here? We think we should be going faster, more exciting. But somehow the Lord, through the grace of brothers, protected us. Kept us on a way that we could keep seeing Him. And not get carried away by our own needs. But you know, we are at a stage in our history where the Lord may start welcoming these precious brothers home. And when they are gone, what of the rest of us, brothers and sisters? What will happen? Was the entire purpose because of some gifting or some teaching that we felt was something special? Have we become dependent on gifts? But brothers and sisters, the Lord is reminding us. The gift of men, and the gift of talent, even when they are all removed, still have the heart to serve Him. Do we still think in our heart that He is great? And that He is worthy to be served. We hear of these churches that are once the leading pastor leaves or is caught in some sin, that the whole church collapses. In a situation like that, our reason for meeting is gone. But brothers and sisters, it's sad. But it's very true. And today, what the Lord is reminding us is that to serve is not dependent on our earthly gifts. It is not dependent on our earthly talents. What is that in your hand? It's a staff. It's what you do. Throw it down and find out what it really is. Your hands. Your skills. You think you have them? Put them in your coat. Take it out and find out exactly what it really is. Because many times what happens is when we become dependent on gifts and talents, there's something dangerous. A serpent. A contagious disease. And so the Lord was telling Moses, you have to be careful. I am going to entrust to you the most precious thing to me. My people. And you will lead them. And you must always depend upon me. You must never depend on your own skills or your own talents. And we remember, even at the very beginning, when they first got to the border of the Promised Land, and they went in to look, and if they just depended on their skills and the most efficient, the fastest, the best way, rather than the patience of supporting our fellow Hebrews, Twelve spies went in. And when they came back, the people asked them, "Is it as good as we heard?" They said, it's incredible. You see this bag? You think it's a bowling ball? It's a grape. You come, you could never imagine.
啊，啲葡萄你冇諗過咁大啊。
It is the most amazing land.
啊，呢個係何等奇妙嘅地。
But
啊，但係
the people are giants.
嗰度啊，滿咗巨人。
And when we looked at them, we thought we were like grasshoppers. 啊，
當我睇見佢嘅時候，我以為自己好似蚱蜢一樣。
And so 10 of them said we can't go in.
有十個話我哋冇可能入去。
We're gonna die.
我係死緊啊。
And then 2 of them
有兩個。
These two guys, one from Ephraim and one from Judah.
一個從猶大，一個從以法蓮。
They said we should by all means go in.
無論如何我都要進入。
They will become our food.
啊，佢要成為我嘅食物。
And the people they took up stones to stone their leaders.
啊，咁但係啲以色列人驚到攞呢個石頭打死佢哋。
And they said why don't we hire or select some of the leaders back to Egypt?
不如我哋立另外一啲領袖翻去埃及啦。
You see, brothers, sometimes in serving the house of God.
啊！等姊妹有陣時，當我哋嚟到喺神家裏邊服侍嘅時候
，It's not the fastest way，
啊，唔係最快嘅嗰
，or the most efficient way，
或者最有效率嘅。
See if Moses and Aaron consulted with the Lord，
如果阿摩西同阿倫要與主嚟到啊求問嘅時候
，The Lord would have accurately told them， All I need is Judah。
啊，神話俾佢聽，我所需要嘅就係猶大。
As long as Caleb is alive，
啊當呢個加勒喺在世
，I can have the Messiah。
佢咧就係可以帶領啦。
Forget about the other ten。
啊，唔好另外嗰十個支派，嗰十個人唔好理。
You two go in。
你兩個入去。
But you see, Francis is so comical because the Lord never say that。
啊，但係好奇妙嘅主冇咁講過。
We are not always looking for the fastest way。
我哋所要嘅唔係最快嘅。
Or the easiest way。
唔係最容易嘅。
Or the cheapest way。
啊，唔係最廉價嘅。
Most efficient。
啊，唔係最有效率嘅。
The house of God is not served that way。
啊！神嘅家唔係咁樣嚟。
That the weak we just forget about them。
我哋唔係撇棄嗰啲軟弱嘅。
What value are they？
啊，佢有咩用啊
？Or they have no gifts or no talents。
佢哋冇智慧，冇恩賜。
Why should we wait for them？
我點解等佢哋
？That is not how the house of God is served。
呢個唔係神家服侍嘅侍奉。
And so Moses interceded for them。
啊，因此摩西為佢哋嚟到代
禱。He interceded for them because he saw that the end point is not just what the Lord is after。
啊。因為睇見啊個結局唔係神所要嘅。
It's not just the mission or the work。
啊，唔係手中嘅工作，唔係淨係呢個使命。
The Lord is after a people。
啊，神所要嘅原來係人。
A bride。
係要辛苦。
A church。
係要一個教會。
And she must be made complete。
呢個必須係完全嘅。
And so what that means is that in the house of God, as we serve one another。
因此，當喺神嘅家裏邊彼此嚟服侍。
There may be times when it takes an extra effort。
啊，可能需要我哋有啊。更多嘅服侍
，maybe not the fastest way，
啊，可能唔係最快
，or the easiest way，
唔係最容易嘅
，but we must persist for one another，
啊，但我哋必須嚟彼此嚟忍耐
，we must bear one another up，
我哋必須嚟彼此嚟背負
，we serve，
我哋嚟侍奉
，we serve， it doesn't matter what brother or sister，
啊，無論係邊一個嘅弟兄姊妹
，what background，
無論背景如何
，how much they have seen，
無論佢哋所睇見
，what enlightenment they have，
啊，無論佢有啲咩睇見。
We serve
我们都是服侍
the house of God
我们服侍神的家
because one day
因为有一天
she will be made ready
啊，有一天她要来到被装备好
without spot or wrinkle or any such thing
啊，无皱纹啊，玷污等类的疾病
We ask what is the purpose of our life
我们来询问我们自己生命里面有什么意义呢
We have the option We have the opportunity
我哋可以選擇，我有機會。
To play a part in the Lord's plan。
喺神嘅偉大計劃裏邊，你要有份。
To prepare a bride made ready。
係嚟到啊，叫呢個新婦裝備整齊。
Can we imagine what a privilege this is？
我哋如何能夠想像呢個何等嘅特權
？And so as we are growing up, those four of you going to college。
啊，所以當我哋要長大，好似呢有幾位要就嚟去大學啦。
I assure you, I promise you。
我告訴你聽,
you can get any degree you want.
你可以得到任何嘅學位。
However many useless degrees you can get.
啊，無論你得到幾多冇用嘅學位。
I can say this because I have so many useless degrees.
啊，我可以講，因為我有好多嘅冇用學位。
You get as many as you want.
你可以得到好多學位。
At the end of our life.
啊，但喺人生嘅終
結。If we never served in the house of God.
如果我從來冇喺神嘅家裏邊服侍。
You will have no satisfaction.
你冇得心里边必然得着任何满足。
It is the serving in the house of God that is precious in our life.
因此喺神嘅家里边嘅服侍喺我嘅生命里边系甚为宝贵。
And finally, we read Hebrews chapter 11.
最后我哋翻到嚟希伯来书。
Why did Moses do this?
点解摩西系咁样做咧？
We have to read it again.
我哋必须要再嚟读。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20. 24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
Choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更为宝贵。
For he was looking to the reward.
因他想望所要得的赏赐。
Now this reward is not speaking of our salvation.
这个赏赐不是讲着我们的救恩。
Salvation is free.
救恩是白白的。
And let no one ever question that.
没人会去讲这个问题。
But the Bible is very clear.
圣经却是十分
清楚。That one day he is coming.
一日主要再来。
And his reward is with him.
并且主要将赏赐带来。
There will be a reward.
那里一定有赏赐。
And Moses valued it.
摩西宝贵赏赐。
In what Moses did,
摩西所做的呢?
He chose rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God.
他宁可同百姓同受苦害。
Than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin.
亦都唔愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
What does this mean to us?
这个对我们有什么意思呢?
Well, we often think of the widow.
很多时候我们想起这个寡妇。
The widow who donated her 2 cents, her mite.
就是将她那个剩下的两个小钱来奉献。
It didn't seem like a lot.
可能不是很多。
But she gave it out of her excess.
但是佢係喺佢缺乏當中嚟到奉獻嘅。
In our lives，
喺我哋生命當中
，when we serve，
當我哋服侍嘅時候
，we should serve so that it goes into our excess。
我哋所服侍嘅係喺我哋唔係有多嘅攞嚟服侍。
Not simply in our reserve。
唔係話我哋多咗出嚟攞。
I don't mean monetarily。
我唔係講緊啊錢財。
I mean in our strength。
我嗱係講緊我嘅能力。
In our heart。
喺我嘅心。
What we have。
我哋所有嘅。
Brothers and sisters, to give and serve is to know that we're giving up something, we're enduring some loss because we know there is a reward。
當我哋嚟到服侍，我哋嚟到奉獻嘅時候，我哋嗱係從我哋必須嘅裏邊。
What that reward is, we're not exactly sure from the Bible in terms of an exact description.
在圣经里面没有一个很明确告诉我们究竟是怎样的赏赐。
But I suspect very much
但我估计
that there's something of him, his personal affection in it for us.
就是在基督的里面有他自己的情感是为我们来预备的。
And I think if we were to be able to experience it now,
如果我能够现今来到经历这一切,
we would easily see that the loss today is small compared to the reward that's coming.
我就会晓得今日所受的损失只不过是暂时轻的同那个来相比的话。
But what are we speaking of, brothers and sisters, practically?
但实际上来讲我今天讲的什么呢?
May I ask at least of this that, the Lord has entrusted to our fellowships something very precious to Him.
或者我哋要咁讲吓，主喺我哋嘅聚会当中托付咗我哋一啲十分宝贵嘅。
Now there are many ways to serve.
而家有唔同嘅地方叫我能够服侍佢。
But you know, for the last several years, I've had the privilege of being able to take care of the junior high. And high school group at the conferences.
過去幾年我有咁嘅特權嚟到服侍初中同埋高中嘅學生喺呢啲特會嘅當中。
You know when we see them.
你知道嘛？當我睇見佢哋嘅時候。
Even though we're growing older.
雖然我慢慢嚟到年。
And we see that this next generation may have the opportunity to love the Lord.
我们就是看见原来下一代他们能够有机会来爱主。
It should make her heart feel young.
叫我们的心再次有年轻。
To find extra energy.
叫我们再有精力。
And intention.
有这个注意力。
That we will help build them up.
叫我们能够在那里帮助他们去建立。
You know, the Lord entrusted so many of them to us.
神将这么多的这些年轻人来托付给我们。
Many of them are our own children now. You know, getting into their 10s and 11s and 12-year-olds. You know, several years, they're going to be out and gone. The Lord entrusted what is precious to Him, to us. We must take this seriously. Can I say that from the point of view of a person who grew up in the United States, and I don't speak Mandarin or any Cantonese, you know, it's hard to be incorporated into a culture that is different than ours. You feel awkward because you don't know how to talk to other people. In the American culture, when I was 20 years old and I met a 40-year-old, I would call them by their first name.
Or
a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old, it's the same. But in different cultures, our interactions with each other are more difficult. But the Lord entrusted these little ones to us. We cannot let our cultural differences prevent them from becoming held by our Lord. They must think, why do you meet this way? It's all rules. But we know it's not rules. But because of this cultural difference, we can't convey to them the wonderful things that the Lord is doing. There are many ways to serve, brothers and sisters. This may not be yours. This may not be how the Lord has called you. But I am asking the brothers and sisters, find one of these 10, 11, 12-year-olds. Eat lunch with them. Ask them what they did this past week. You know, it's going to be awkward at the beginning. They're
going
to think, what is Brother William doing sitting next to me? But you know what? One thing about young people, they for sure know when they're being condemned. But they can also tell when they're loved. And no matter what happens, even if it's the weirdest conversation in the world, if we do this enough, there will be a younger generation who understands why we meet this way. They will listen. If they don't listen, we have no chance. So, brothers and sisters, there are many ways to serve. But these little ones have been entrusted to us. If we fail, we will have let the Lord down. So we have to have a heart to serve them. Because brothers and sisters, in whatever way we serve, it is still an honor to serve the Lord. And it is still a privilege to serve Him. There are so many young people, so many brothers and sisters in need, so many Bible studies that need to be led, so many services in the house of God. We should sign up. Lord, count me in.
Because
you are worth it. And I will live for the reward. And so on that last day, Moses looked over the land from the mountaintop.
在山上面。
He could see from Dan to Beersheba, the whole thing.
从但到别士巴都是入落去的眼帘底下。
But because of failure,
但因着失败。
He had been told, you cannot enter in.
神向他说你不能够进入英
雄。Moses' heart was, may the Lord's will be done.
是摩西的心说愿意主的旨意成就。
He wanted it.
他想他入去。
But he submitted.
但他的顺服。
Because he lived for the reward.
因为他所活的是为着赏赐。
And then we remember the wonderful story, end of the story.
并且我记得最末了奇妙的事。
1200 years later.
1200年之后。
Peter, James, and John.
彼得、约翰、雅各。
Stood with the Lord.
同主站
在。On the Mount of Transfiguration.
变化山上边。
And two others appeared.
有两位在那里来显现。
Moses and Elijah.
摩西和以利亚。
That was a story about that no one compares to the Lord.
这个故事真的没人，就是关乎没人能够与主相比。
The cloud came and covered the other two.
云彩将这两个先知来到。
Nobody compares to the Lord.
没人与主能够相比。
But you know, we live for the reward.
你知道我们是为着奖赏而活的。
Moses' feet stood in the promised land.
摩西站在应许地。
You see, brothers and sisters, the reward is so much more than we actually think.
等姐妹你睇㗎，呢个赏赐系多过我哋所想所求嘅。
We wonder what is the purpose of our life.
我哋好多时奇怪，我哋生命目标系咩嘢咧
？We were made to serve the Lord.
我哋被创造，原来为咗侍奉。
He's a jealous God.
佢系忌邪神。
And we want to live for the reward.
我哋为着赏赐而活。
And if we do this,
如果我哋如此行。
We play a part in this wonderful work that he is doing.
我们在神的大工里面有份。
That his house is being made, his bride is being made ready.
他的家被建立，他的辛苦被预备好。
It's going to be too good to be true.
十分的美好。
So let's pray, brothers and sisters.
我们祷告了。
Lord, we are so thankful to you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we pray that you would continue to work in our hearts so that separation between the world and our heart for you would grow greater and greater.
与主在我们心里边继续来动工，叫我们的心与世界的分离越来越大。
And one day, Lord, we pray you would make real to us what a blessing it is, honor and privilege to serve you.
并且有一日叫我们真的看见，原来服侍主是何等的尊贵，何等的得蒙主的喜悦。
Be exalted, our Lord.
我们将主来高举。
We thank you.
感謝主。
In your precious name we pray.
禱告奉耶穌基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.